Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Epic Ericacy. Rejoicing at or deriving pleasure from the misfortunes of others. Epic Ericacy synonyms, shade and fruit. Epic Ericacy.
Word of the day. Epic Ericacy. Venom was. Deriving pleasure from the misfortune of others. Yeah, it's not a good, it's not the best way to live. It can kind of create some, I don't know, create some bitterness, but it's kind of fun. You know, it's fun watching your rival, who, again, God, they talk a lot of smack. Their beat writers talk smack. I mean, the guy, Howard Cole, that writes for Forbes, he was on one last night. This is what Padre fans live for.
That guy.
And I'm like, come on, dude. Here's one right here. Here's one right here on our Twitter, just now. He says, you should. So they posted the picture of the Brewstar Gratterall t-shirt that says blow kisses, not leads, right? And Cedric says, you should wear these next time you celebrate a wild card series win as if you won the World Series, which your team hasn't done since. Your team hasn't won one since 1988. Since 1988. I think they said they've spent like $4 billion.
Jesus.
And no, you'd think you'd run into one, right? Look, I'm going to do something here. Let's see. World Series winners since 1988. Okay? World Series winners since 1988. Dodgers won it in 88. The A's, the Reds, the Twins, the Blue Jays, the Braves, the Yankees, the Marlins, the Yankees, the Yankees, the Yankees, the Diamondbacks, the Angels, the Marlins, the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Cardinals, the Red Sox, the Phillies, the Yankees, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Red Sox, the Giants, Royals, the Cubs, Astros, Red Sox. You can't run into one since 1988 spending all that money? All that money, all those great players, all those aces. And you guys are going to run mouth to Padre fans who just
even
now...
Even look in the last 10 years.
Well, gee, the Padres just got their S together. They just got it. We had some lean, lean years. But the difference is nobody's running around San Diego, we're the best, nobody's better than us. Like, that's the difference. No right. one beats their chest around here. Now we are a little bit.
The Dodgers... What gets me is how much they love to celebrate their division titles.
Dude, I'm like, yes, exactly.
Wait, 7 in a row, 8 in a row, whatever. You can't get one?
You can't get one of those?
I mean,
one.
Dude, how about this? We talk about everything from a Padres perspective. Dude, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm like, shut the hell up about your division titles. We got 3 rings in those 10 years.
Giants fans, I think, they're just very happy that they got theirs. You know, and even their little rebuild that they were so terrified about, even that's going better than expected. They had a much better year than expected.
They'll be okay.
And I think they'll be okay. I mean, but the Dodgers, every year, not only do we have the best rotation, we have the deepest lineup, we've got the deepest bench, we have a ridiculous bullpen. Oh, by the way, if anybody gets hurt, our minor league guys are unbelievable and ready to play at a big league level. All we have to do is call them. All of that stuff is true. All of it's true, but you never win. You never win. And if you don't win, then you lose. Unless you're first, you're last.
Yeah.
Seriously, it doesn't matter. Like,
29 teams in Major League Baseball are going to be looking up at the champion at the end of the year. It happens every single year.
Every year.
And for the Padres, that's it always comes down on us. Like, oh, where are you guys going to be? You're going to be on your couch.
Where's your trophy case? Well, it's nowhere. It's the same trophy case that yours looks like, though, in 32 years. And it looks like going to be 33. Pretty close to 33. That's a long, long time. And again, if I'm a Dodger fan, this is how, you know how I carry myself from now on? I don't say a word. Not one word until we win one. I don't tweet about them. I don't say anything until we win one. Because again, you're always top three in payroll. You always have the deepest team, right? Your team's always so deep. You're always, no one is praised more than you guys. You're right. The perennial favorite every year. Every year, Dodgers. Who's going to the World Series in the National League? Dodgers. And sometimes they get there. And sometimes, all the time, they lose. And again, the whole, like, well, at least we've won something. Yeah, you were three. You were three in 1988. That's what drives me crazy. Like, learn how to be better fans. Learn how to be better fans. Somebody's calling in, Paul. You want to take this call? It's Mike. We always have Mikes that call in. Mike, good morning. I don't know
one
what you mean.
One of 45 Mikes.
Mike, how are you?
Well, hey, fellas, good morning, man. I think I'm going to have to go by Miguel. You guys got way too many mics. If you guys hear Miguel, you know it's me.
All right.
I'm changing your name right now.
Good morning, Miguel.
Miguel. Hey, on the Dodgers, it comes down to Kershaw. Kershaw, in the regular season, guys, in his career, 2.34 ERA.
Ridiculous.
I mean, outstanding, Hall of Fame. The announcers are like, this guy's a Hall of Fame, one of the greatest of all time, pitching well in the regular season. But when you play for the Dodgers, regular season means nothing. You got to win championships to be considered amongst their greatest pitchers, such as Colfax, such as Hershiser.
Yeah.
His earned run average in the postseason, and you can look it up. I have, Miguel has, 4.31 in the playoffs, and they got to stop making excuses for the guy. This team needs him to come in and shut them down like he's been doing for many years, and he's failed to execute that in the playoffs. I mean, you could say, okay, well, in the World Series, the Astros were cheating, the Red Sox. Doesn't matter. You go through his career in the playoffs, it's almost like it's in his head. So now I'm hoping the Dodgers can win the next game. Let's go to a game seven, make it exciting. And Kershaw will have to be on the mound in game seven. And if he wants to redeem himself to the LA Dodger fans, he's got to put up a classic regular season performance in the playoffs.
Yeah, he does.
That's all I got to say. Miguel's out.
Miguel, I love it. Out. Rack him. We don't do rack him, but if I did rack him, I would say rack Miguel is a great call. But see, here's the thing. So there's no off days. So you're not, it's game what, five tonight?
Yeah,
game five tonight. I mean, yeah, you could see him if it goes seven. I don't think you'd see him start, but they've tried to do that bit before they bring him in. It hasn't worked. So
I'd give him the start, honestly. If he's feeling like it, give him 3-4 innings.
Yeah, and then they'll push it to five, and he'll get lit up again. Matt Baum in the postseason, his 14 postseason starts. He's 8-3 with a 2.11. Clayton Kershaw has 28 starts in the postseason and 35 total appearances. He's 11-12 with a 4.31. It's just a different world altogether. It's just I don't care. I really don't care what you do. If you want to be if you're a postseason hero, there's nothing better than that. El Duque was like that for the Yankees. Andy Pettit was a really good pitcher. Andy Pettit in the postseason, at least in my mind, I would need to go look at the numbers. In my mind, I was like, this, no one beats this guy. Like, he's unbelievable. Then you had guys like Mike Mussina that would go out and win 20, and they couldn't get it done in the postseason a lot of the time.
11-12 with a 4.31. It's not good.
Is it bad? Bro, you're a $10 million a year pitcher.
Right.
You know, like you're a, hey, that's, the Zach, if Zach Davies goes 11-12 with a 4.31, I'm like, All right, pretty good year.
Yeah.
Pretty good year.
The bar is just so high because of how good and how efficient
and
he
how much
been
money
in the
you
season.
Make. Yeah. And, like, yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean,
so,
just about any other pitcher in baseball in a postseason career of 11 and 12, I mean, that again, that means they're getting a lot of innings.
He's
in the
had
playoffs.
He's had a ton of chances. And again, you can blame Dave Roberts all you want. And look, the offense did not show up last night. They just didn't. Against a kid who deserves all the credit. You know, he won that game. Kershaw didn't lose it. He won that. That kid for the Braves last night, Bryce Wilson, was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, against can't the, say enough about what he did.
Against the lineup that just murdered your team the night before. It was awesome, man. It was awesome. Paul, we have more audio after that game.
Yeah, we do. We have, well, we got Clayton Kershaw himself.
All right, let's hear from Kersh.
Talked about that tough sixth inning yesterday.
Yeah, I should have. It would have been nice to get Acuna out. You know, he's pretty quick right there, and it's just kind of playing part of playing on turf. You know, he kind of chopped that one up, and you know, Freddie had two strikes on him, and probably just went one too many pitches inside, and he hit it good, but it was on the ground, and still with two strikes, probably got to make a better pitch, and yeah, it's a tough way to go for that sixth inning for sure.
This is a phenomenal tweet, Drake. Drake tweets in and says, at Ben and Woods, I grew up surrounded by Braves fans. They are the exact opposite of Dodger fans who celebrate their division titles. Braves fans view their division dominance of the 90s almost as an embarrassment.
Yes.
Because they're pissed off they only got one title. I asked John Smoltz the same question.
Yep.
Last week. I said, John, and I was nervous to ask the question, Paulie, because it's like, hey, you guys are really good, but you choked it away a bunch. I just said, John, does it drive you crazy that you had you and Avery and Glavin and Maddox and Millwood and that you only came away? And he goes, yes, it drives me insane.
Yeah. Well, dude, if we
Dodger fans are like, no, this is great. I love it. We just keep hanging second place banners.
If I was able to book Jim Kelly next week, you'd have to ask and be like, you know, you got to ask. You got to four straight Super Bowls.
Jim Kelly.
How often do you think about it and think, what could we have done differently? Or do you just be like, hey, at least we got to four?
It's just, I don't know, man. It's
when
just.
The Braves were like 25 in a row.
Just were, and they got one. And again, it's great that you got one. We as Padre fans, if we get one, we're going to be very happy. But I don't know, man. The expectations in San Diego have changed so much that I feel like people now are like, bro, with this window, with Tatis and Machado, like, I need two or three. I need a Giants-type run. And, hey, it's not out of the realm of possibility with the guys that they've got coming up. I mean, it's going to be a really fun place to be a baseball fan.
Yep.
Right here in America's Finest for the next few years. I hope to be a part of every single morning after a win or a loss until that run is over. That's my dream. Like, this is a rocket ship. We grabbed the tail, and this thing has just taken off. And I think it's got Dodger fans shaking in their boots. I really, really do. We got Luke calling in. Let's get that quick call before we go to break, Paulie. Luke, good morning.
Oh, geez, just a quick call. Luke and Lakeside, how's it going, boys?
Good,
hey,
buddy.
The best thing in the whole world last night was striking out my main man, Tony, at Pete's Park here, also at the same time watching Justin Turner strike out simultaneously. Tony, you had a dumb look on your face. Hey. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I always am. I love watching the Dodgers lose. I never, ever, 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 ever get tired of it. And my favorite part is watching the stupid look on Max Muncy's face, all the frustration, all the anger and hatred that comes out, and they cry, oh, don't get home, I'm selfless. But listen, starting this year, I'm telling you right now, National League West is on notice. Everybody's watching the Dodgers shuffle and fall on their face once again in the playoffs. But 2021, boys. Let's go, Padres. Woo!
Lunatic. I love him.
It's one of my favorite.
Luke, thank you for the call. He just hangs up. It's the best part.
It's the best.
He just hangs up.
He gets it.
Luke from Lakeside calling. I mean, the West is going to be, it's going to be a battle here. I fully expect to, I don't know, fist fight other radio hosts from L.A.? I have no problem with that. I heard already, we have a buddy, Chris, one of the members of the Bogey Brotherhood, last night flipped on 570 in L.A., and they're like, well, obviously the wind. I mean, it's the wind. You know, Kershaw couldn't even see out there, and he's out there gutting it out, couldn't even see. Nobody else had any problem.
Here's Dave Roberts. He was asked about that and the roof being open and all that crap.
I don't know a whole lot of the county regulations and what's, you know, required or allowed or not, but it was just really windy.
It was windy.
Really windy. And umpire Corey Blazer had a hard time seeing with his contacts. Our guys, I'm sure their guys. So, you know, it's just, I was just asking about the roof, but there's certainly no excuses there.
It's crazy. It's actually the first game ever that had wind.
Played in wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was windy really conditions. Weird. But here's the thing. It was windy as balls out there yesterday. There's no doubt. Look, if I'm the manager, I also do it, right? I go to, hey, what are we doing here? Also, who wears contacts? It's 2020. Go get LASIK.
Is that a backhanded compliment?
You're a professional athlete. Get your eyes done. For the love of God, go to Dr. Sandy T. Feldman right down the street here. She'll take good care of you. Get your eyes done. And Freddie Freeman was dying. He had those glasses on.
Yeah.
He had a glove in front of his face. Yes, it was really windy. It didn't affect Bryce Wilson, who went out there and shoved it. Didn't affect him at all. He just went out and got the job done. You know, and again, the radio host in L.A., they're dying this morning, making excuses for Kirsch, blaming Doc. Look, they all deserve the blame. They all do. This is what the Dodgers do in October. It's just what happens. All right. Whew, fired up today.
I feel good.
Yeah, maybe they. I don't want to see it go seven, though. Like Miguel was saying, I don't want to see it go seven, dude. Forget it.
No.
Get it done tonight.
They can end it tonight.
End it tonight.
I'm good with that.
Call it a day after tonight, and let's move on to a hopefully Rays Braves World Series.
Well, so they don't move the World Series. Like, if it ends today, they don't move the World Series up. Like, the World Series is starting when the World Series is starting. So if you're the Braves, you want that extra rest.
You need it, man. You need it for your pen. You need it for your starters.
Get freed,
ready for game one. Yeah, dude.
Yep.
It's I hope it ends tonight. And you got to think the Dodgers are a little demoralized after last night. You have to. All right, so we'll come right back. It's time for Don't Do This. Speaking of John Smoltz, we had him on our airwaves last night. I've come around a lot on John Smoltz. Even in the last week, he was great on the air with us. This was funny as hell. It happened on the broadcast last night.
And Woodsy, can you imagine working your entire life for something, getting that something, and then selling it like a month later?
Ooh, man, yeah, we'll get into that and more. It's Don't Do This coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, to check a traffic with Vicky Pepper.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.